Yeah.
Yep. Let me turn this on. Now we should have, in a minute or two, we should have sound.
I'd like to call to order the Historical Preservation Committee meeting, September 27, 2017. First, a roll call. Bobby Fredericks.
Here.
Howard Ruff.
Here.
Cecile Fowler. Here. Yana Mooney.
Here.
Sandy Juno.
Here.
And Jim Genrich. Our newest member is Sandy Juno. Sandy, would you like to introduce yourself to the committee and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. I've been active in government. I'm currently the Brown County Clerk. I'm very interested in historical things. And I'm a member of the Antiquarians. And I thought it would be very interesting to be in this committee.
Thank you, and welcome to the committee. We are calling this meeting to order at 6:02. We were each provided with the agenda for today's meeting. Is there any modification of that agenda?
I'll move to adopt the agenda as submitted.
Any second?
I'll second.
The agenda has been adopted and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We've also been provided with minutes from the August 23rd, 2017 meeting, and they have been mailed and emailed to each of us. Any corrections to those minutes? If there are no corrections to the minutes, could I please have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
The minutes have been approved and second. Any announcements for this evening?
We all have to. Okay. We have to all vote on the minutes.
We should.
Okay. All those in favor of the approval of the minutes, please.
Aye.
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 Any disapproval? The minutes from the August 23rd, 2017 meeting have been approved. Any announcements?
I have two announcements. The first one, the farmer's market. We have a market tomorrow night. You can still stop by and get your veggies and everything before the game. I think the game is later Thursday night one. It starts at 7:30. So market is 3:30 to 6:30 right outside here. And last week is next week. So October 5th will be our last week. The second announcement, at the last meeting, I think we talked about that voting on Webster Avenue briefly. Village received the go-ahead on Friday to go ahead and raise that building. So we'll be soliciting bids coming up here shortly and probably looking to have it raised before the winter. The roof is in rough shape, so I think safety-wise, it would be nice to have it down before winter.
Are there any tenants remaining in that building?
There haven't.
No.
And from what I understand, it's been a few years since there has been any.
It's pretty much uninhabitable the last couple of years.
Right.
I was surprised there was a big article in the paper about it.
Mm-hmm. The picture didn't look well.
The tree coming out of the roof.
Yeah.
Doesn't photograph well.
Yeah.
Any other announcements? Public appearances.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I belong to a variety of
regional historic groups. And this is coming up on the 200-year anniversary of Brown County and the starting of the town of Green Bay, which center was here in Alloway and Shantytown on Alloway Avenue and Riverside Drive. So our first clerk was Robert Irwin, so he was also the first postmaster, so it's good that we have a clerk, and that was one of the oldest positions in the county. But there's a variety of things coming up, and if anybody has any interest in writing stories or researching or doing anything like that with those, we'd be very interested, both at the Historic Alloway Society and some of the other groups I've gone to. So you have the 50th anniversary of the Ice Bowl is coming up, and that would be Vince Lombardi's house. So we're looking for a story on that. That happened on December 31st, 50 years ago, in 1967. And then he left the Packers the following year. So that was that was his last home game as coach. The 200-year anniversary of town of Green Bay and Brown County, with the start of county government here in Alloway. So that's an interesting story. And then, that's enough for right now. Thank you.
Thank you. Agenda item number 6, discussion on how the Historic Alloway Society and Historic Preservation Committee can work together.
This was requested at the last meeting. We had a representative, Martin, from Alloway, or Historic Alloway Society, just asking if there is ways that we could work together and put this on the agenda item for discussion. I did speak with Al. He did think he was going to be here. But in his absence, what we had talked about is Miramar Drive Historic District will be up for review in early December, December 1st. And we had talked about that if that is approved as a historic district in May, what would be neat is to have maybe a tour of that district, and not necessarily go inside the buildings, but have individuals maybe stationed in front of some of the houses and just kind of give the history of the people that lived in the houses. Maybe in historic preservation, what we just thought that would be kind of fitting, but certainly open to other ideas. But
maybe similar to when the city of Green Bay, they have that Astor Park walk, I think certain times, or the neighborhood walk.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be similar to mm-hmm. that. And maybe someone would open the home. You never know.
Yeah. The Historic Alloway Society is good at knowing the history of people who live in those homes. Mm-hmm. So there's a way we could work together, because they know a lot about the residents and the history of those homes. And so we'd want their participation to make a success. So do they receive notices of our meetings?
Not at all. That's something that we could do, though, is just add them on the list, maybe the president of the... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you just add it.
Society.
The gentleman that was here was the president, right? The current president. Yeah.
What is his name?
I can't remember.
Al Martin.
Al Martin, yeah.
And he runs the secretary. So.
But then he could pass it on to the members, and that way you don't have to add too many names to your mm-hmm. to your distribution list.
Okay. Do we know how often they meet?
Once a month. At the community center. So the thing that we need most are stories within these letters. So, you know, we like stories about people and that type of thing, you know, so where they live and that type of thing, but that's what we need the most, that's what from the 30s or 40s or 50s, stories that, you know, firsthand stories of the past. So I'm looking for that.
No, it might be good to have our committee members noticed or copied on their meeting times, you know, because I'd like to go. I think. I mean,
it's open to everybody.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, we have the board meeting, but they're always open.
If it's open to the public, then I'd sure. I mean, I wouldn't go every time, but I'd certainly go as, you know, an interested resident.
Do they have a set meeting time?
Yes, I believe we're at the third Thursday. That's at 6 o'clock at the community center. What was last week?
Third. It would have been the third Thursday, because last week it was the third Wednesday for county board.
Yeah,
so
I believe it's the third Thursday. Except in November.
Any further comments?
One thing that I was going to tie into that historic walk for Miramar Drive is just speaking with the Public Works Department. Currently have these typical street signs. Something that we could do at that event to kind of make it more exciting is maybe unveil some new brown street signs like this versus the green ones that are there currently.
That's a great idea. That would be a job for you guys to order those signs, the historic district signs.
Mm-hmm. Our Public Works Department said they could manage its own. $250 for all the signs.
We would just need to have an action item on one of our agendas, probably to just confirm that we want to do that, so that we can pass
it
on.
Could you bring forth the cost so that next time we could make a motion to approve it?
Sure.
We can put that in on our agenda for our next meeting.
Okay.
Next item, update on the 2017 Certified Local Government Grant. Trevor?
I was hoping to have more to share with you, but still waiting on some estimates for the projects. So far, I've only received the two that we received for the letter of intent, so nothing new to update. The projects are still, they're ranging around 28 or 25. For both the district and the individual ops. So,
does that seem about the same as the last time?
A little bit higher than last year, but not much. I think last year they ranged from 18 to 25.
How much is one house?
I don't recall offhand. I want to say last year was 12 for the district and 6 for the house, something like that. I think there's ways that we could do, I think Cecilia, you and I, and Jim, you had mentioned there's ways that we could maybe do the project a little cheaper, but in order to, you know, apply for the grant, first have to just get the bids and then we can negotiate later on.
Trevor, is this a larger district, the new one?
This is, yeah.
Like quite a bit.
And this one's the 82 or 86 homes altogether.
As compared to?
Miramar, I think with the additional 3 or 4 homes, I think it's close to 30.
Oh, wow.
Originally 26.
Yeah. Any update on the Elway Waterworks building located at 535 Green Avenue?
The deadline to submit offers for that property work was yesterday. So we did receive a few offers, and the board will be reviewing those on Tuesday. next meeting, I'm confident I'll have something exciting to share.
Any update on the Green Bay Correctional Institution?
No updates at this time. It's kind of...
Have you had any conversations with Representative Stephan, if he has a plan moving forward?
Not recently, no.
So it didn't make it into the quad yet.
Right. I know he does have a standalone bill out there, and Rob Coles signed on to that, co-sponsored that. So right now it's just kind of hanging out there.
Next meeting date and agenda items.
I have one question.
Go ahead.
You mentioned the budget. What happened with the sort of preservation tax credits? Was there, did they limit it? Was it, can you tell us about that?
They did, so I think we discussed that they're talking about limiting it at, I think, $10 million and restricting it to properties that were retail or commercial or job creation. And from what I recall reading, they limited it at $500,000 per project. So that might sound like a lot, but for some large scale projects, that's not much. I'm not sure what the Hotel Northland's at, but that's a larger scale project.
So that's good. That's good for the smaller communities. You know, $500,000 goes a long way. You can get a lot done with $500,000. And then there's matching on the federal side too. So it's for the nicer, smaller commercial projects.
Yeah, that's it is better than what they were proposing, like capping it at $10 million and limiting it to job creation. So.
Good, thank you. Okay, next meeting date. Trevor, you had provided us with an email regarding skipping the October meeting instead of encouraging the attendance at the October 10th Miramar district meeting.
Mm-hmm.
How does the committee feel about that?
It's fine. It's fine with me.
And then the November meeting would actually fall before Thanksgiving, and the December meeting would fall 2 days after Christmas. So unless something else came up for regular business, the suggestion was that those meetings would be one meeting around Tuesday, December 12th. And that would provide opportunity to update the committee on the grant we're applying for that's currently due in November, and the outcome of the State Historic Preservation Review Board meeting on December 1st regarding the Miramar District. What does the committee feel about combining the November and December meetings to December 12th?
That works for me.
Fine with me.
I'm not available that night, but I'm all for combining the meetings. As long as you have a quorum, but then it does my non-attendance will miss it.
It can be. That was just a day I threw out there. It can be really any day around me.
Actually, Monday or Wednesday are better for me than Tuesday, if that would help.
How does that help for you, Bonnie?
Monday is better than Wednesday for me.
Okay. Sandy?
As long as it's not the third Wednesday.
It would be the second.
That would work for me then.
Be
second Monday.
It would be
the 11th.
Monday, December 11th, the second Monday then.
Essentially.
And that's...
It's fine with me.
That's better for me.
Okay. Does that work for you, Trevor?
I think so.
Okay. Trevor's always here. They won't let him go home.
So we're looking at Monday, December 11th, for the combination November-December meeting. And then for the October meeting, we would just encourage attendance at the October 10th Miramar District meeting. And where would that be?
That's here.
That's also here.
Yes.
What time does that start?
That starts at 6 p.m.
6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. What would be going on at that meeting, Trevor?
It's really just reviewing what it means to be in a district and answering any questions.
Someone from the state will be present?
Yes. Yeah, and then as well as a representative from Legacy Architecture, that consultant firm that we contracted with.
Any other business?
I'm sorry, can we step back for that one meeting? Is there going to be anybody there to go over what the Village of Alloway's regulations are within that historic district? Or is the state or Legacy going to speak on behalf? Just so everybody's clear as far as what the process will be.
Sure. I believe how we left is there would be no regulation unless we ourselves designated as a local district.
You take a look at that. I think that the most important thing would be for what's called the certificate of appropriateness. And I think that that's required for certain things, like changing gutters and roofs and shutters and that type of thing. So look into that question will come up.
And someone should talk about the tax, you know, the tax credits, and because that's what puts you in a situation where to keep the tax credit going forward for the 5 years, you really do need to follow the guidelines for renovation.
Windows.
Yeah.
That type of thing.
Otherwise,
to get permission
and all the residents have been in several, you know, public hearings or meetings, you know, so they. But there's always someone who didn't come to the other meetings who would need. Someone would need to, and it would probably be best if it came from either Legacy or the state representative, mm-hmm. rather than us. I mean, not that we couldn't do it, but mm-hmm. might. The state representative for historic preservation might have more credibility. If someone is concerned, no one has been so far. I mean, we've had several meetings, and you know, there's general agreement that yeah, it's a good thing, and all those fears had been kind of put aside. You know, no, it's okay if we want to tear off our porch, we can. You know, we have to ask first, but we can do it. You know, they're not locked into unless they apply for the tax credit, as long as that's stated.
Okay, because I thought it was the discussion was because the ordinance says National Historic District, they have to come in and get a certificate of appropriateness.
I know
because I thought we made a motion or took action to not change the language so it would say locally designated district. That I just want to make sure it's clear to everybody there what regulations or what they need to do when they come or do something to their home as far as the Village of Alloway is concerned, because I don't want issues to come up and then they have to get. We go after them because they didn't get a certificate of appropriateness.
Mm-hmm. The way I remember leaving it, because I remember that discussion, is that the committee decided that it was either or. I mean, it wasn't necessarily once you are on the National Register and you're locally designated, that would the rest of the community members, or
no?
I think
we don't believe there's any regulations we can enforce unless they're wanting to use tax credits by the state.
I would revisit. I remember the conversation, and I think that it covered everybody regardless of the tax credits. So we may want to change that.
Because in order to do the tax credits, they have to go and get approval from the federal government.
The state.
Aren't they federal historic tax credits?
But the state.
The state runs it.
It's okay. Been kind of designated or kind of delegated.
So that that gets handled by the state. We're not even involved with that. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, and there's a whole set of regulations that we're not involved in or that we didn't discuss, other than to say there are some, you know, and we referenced it, you know, there's quite a few pages.
So the conversation that you were talking about was you were going to delete the requirement that with the local designation that they come in and file the certificate of appropriateness, and that motion never passed. So the rules as written, which included if you're in a district, you do have to come in mm-hmm. under certain circumstances, regardless whether you go for the tax credits.
Mm-hmm.
So the motion was to remove that, and that motion failed, so it just stayed.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I think we wrestled with the fact that once we started, it's kind of like opening up a can of worms. And once we started making changes, then it led to another paragraph, and pretty soon it's like, maybe we should leave it alone.
Well, that was it. That was it. Exactly.
And try and understand it the way it's presented rather than tamper with it and make it worse.
So does that mean you're just following what the state requires, and there is no separate village requirement?
There is a village
requirement. That's where I'm getting.
The state does not regulate, the state and federal do not regulate the storage, what you can do in the house, unless you vote for the tax credits. The local, mm-hmm. The local ordinance allows you to do that.
Mm-hmm. So my recollection is that if they make changes per ordinance, they have to get the certificate of appropriateness because they're designated on the National Historic District.
Okay, so maybe we should have a meeting in October.
Well, it would be helpful to revisit the minutes, too, because I know that I would agree with what Jim was saying. I just want to make sure we get our eggs in a row before that meeting.
Right.
But it won't be before that meeting.
Right. Mm.
I can review minutes, but I'm sorry. I guess I was under the impression that.
I like your impression. I'll say that one.
Yeah.
I prefer that.
Because it seems like a double process then to get certificate of appropriateness from us and then to also get it reviewed by the state.
Well, they'd only need it if they're from the state if they're getting a tax credit.
Local one regulates the smaller projects that you're not going to be doing a major addition, replacing windows, but just replacing.
There might be some language in the ordinance that says if you're replacing the like with the like, you don't need to do anything. I can't remember if that's in there or not. But.
Okay.
But I would think for an example, if someone was putting on solar panels or something, you'd want them to come in get a certificate, because then you would say, no, this really changes the whole purpose of the designation. So in that instance, I think
otherwise, why are we here?
Right.
Do we have materials that people get, that kind of guidelines that are handed out to the people in the districts? Do
you
have any printed materials?
Only what the state
ordinance
provides.
But I would think that when they put together that whole application, they actually described every home and as a district as to the characteristics. that made that home applicable.
But we have an ordinance regarding this.
Mm-hmm.
Are they given that ordinance so that they know?
Everybody has the ordinance on our website. Given the whole village ordinance.
Now I'm afraid I told people the wrong information.
Seems to me like we left that discussion feeling okay about it, because the only onerous requirements, or you know, detailed requirements, would come about if we decided to designate something locally. And we're not doing that. You know, this is all handled by the state, and the state has its own requirements, and it's not our mission to
mm-hmm.
interpret the state guidelines. Is between the homeowner and the state. So I was kind of have a short memory, I guess, but I know we had that long
mm-hmm.
discussion.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to me like we left it that there's no reason for us to be involved as long as we're not designating something locally, because then we do have more control over what happens.
That's what I remember.
That's what I think we left, because
right.
we left that without making a change, because we finally came around a couple of loops
mm-hmm.
there being okay and not okay, and finally we ended up being okay because we thought, yeah, okay. Finally, we agreed
right.
that it doesn't matter to the extent we're not going to interpret the state regulations on whether the solar panels are the right ones, or whether the gutter needs to be copper or aluminum or whatever. That's not our mission
mm-hmm.
as a committee or as a village to do that. That's why the state does it, and they have the guidelines. So that's how I remember.
Mm-hmm.
I remember feeling okay about it at the time after we had that discussion. So
I will review the minutes and
listen to the tape.
Yeah.
And I think what we decided was, what we should do, however, is to make sure we can explain and articulate what the ordinance says and why it doesn't apply, or why it does apply. You know, it was on us to be able to answer that question, and maybe a review of the minutes would help us do that. I'm not trying to say there's no problem. I'm just saying
right.
that I think it's okay as long as we can point to the wording in the ordinance and say what it means. And so, again, I remember us leaving the meeting thinking, okay, we got it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I will review the minutes. And if we need to, we can always have a meeting. So I'd like to have a meeting, if we're unsure on that, I'd like to have a meeting before that December 1st review date, so that,
mm-hmm.
you know, the residents aren't signing up for something that they weren't sure of.
I think we talked a little bit about that. If something did come up, we had the ability to modify the ordinance, too. So
mm-hmm.
if, you know, if something unexpected happened, then you'd address it at a later time.
Yeah.
That was...
I remember that, too. We don't need to do anything now, but in the future, if we do, we have the ability to, you know, to do that.
Good. Thank you. Anything further? If not, do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. The meeting is adjourned.
Nobody ever says no. When you have an adjournment.
Well, welcome aboard, Sandy.
Thank you.
And welcome to your new position.
I'm a dog.
thought we were going to break the record for the shortest.
I did too.
All of a sudden, it's like, oh no, hold up.
I'm glad you mentioned that about the two.